Don't you notice how I get quiet when there's no one else around? Me and you and awkward silence. Don't you dare look at me that way. I don't need reminders of how you don't feel the same. Oh, the burning pain listening to you heart pump out some new soulmate. She's so perfect, blah blah blah. Oh, how I wish you'll wake up one day. Run to me, confess your love, at least just let me say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you.
Man, I wish I were listening to some music right now. Oh wait, you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
It's fun to go fast while skiing or snowboarding, but it also increases the risk of injury, both to yourself and others. The National Ski Patrol wants to remind you to learn and know your responsibility code, located on every trail map. The code is the 7 common sense rules to keep you safe on the slopes, including always ski or snowboard in control. Respect other skiers and boarders on the hill, and people ahead of you have the right of way, so it's up to you to avoid them. So give everyone plenty of room. This message is brought to you by the National Ski Patrol, which encourages you to be snow smart and play it safe. Learn more at nsp.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness Championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. The Project Space Gallery has a new student-curated group exhibition called Change is the Only Constant. The gallery opens on April 14th and is open until May 9th, with the reception being on Thursday, April 16th, from 5 to 7 p.m. in Fine Arts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 17th, the Counseling Health and Wellness Center will be hosting goat yoga in the President's Garden from 2 to 4 p.m. On Saturday, April 18th, the men's lacrosse team will be playing Oswego at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 19th, the Office of Sustainability and Eco Ambassadors are looking for volunteers to help pick up trash at Niwa Park from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Volunteers who help will receive a smoothie from Feel Good Smoothie at the end of the cleanup. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Welcome in, everybody, to your world's favorite radio show, Sour Girl, only on WONY 90.9 FM. Today, we have a little bit of a fun episode. Usually, I play very heavy guitar-driven music on the show, but today, I've decided to step away from that a little bit and play more electronic and experimental music. So, we We have a little bit of a different lineup today, and I hope you guys enjoy. First up, that was Wildlife Analysis by Boards of Canada, who have recently started putting up flyers all over New York City and other cities promoting their upcoming new music. So I hope everybody's really excited for that. They're a very great, influential band, so keep a lookout for new Boards of Canada on the way. Next up, we have a group that I really adore. I have a beanie with the cover of their first album on it. This is the song Black Paint by Death Grips. And interestingly enough, one of the only songs in their discography that they don't curse in. So enjoy, guys. Was again the very influential, ever famous group Death Grips. I just want to shout out my dad real quick. This is one of his favorite groups. He says that they're one of his all-time favorites and one of the last remaining punk groups out there, which I'd have to agree based on their discography and their attitudes towards the music industry. Supposedly, Death Grips is also supposed to be coming out with a new album this year, sometime later, or 2028. And that's going to be really awesome for every fan of them, including myself. Next up, we got another personal favorite of mine, Bjork. This is a hit from when I was younger. This is Innocence by Bjork. And I might come back and talk about this song a little after I play it. So enjoy. Everybody, that was Innocence by Bjork, an absolute classic in my family. When I was younger, I remember both of my parents were super into Volta, and in my childhood bedroom, I even had this little sticker of Bjork in the little like statuesque outfit she's wearing on the album cover. So I'll always equate the song Innocence to like my early childhood. So that's a fun little memoriam kind of song, you know? So next up, we're going to do another influential electronic group called Crystal Castles. I'm sure you guys have heard of them. I'm going to be playing a song off of their self-titled called Courtship Dating. So enjoy.
I cannot lose at all. I cannot lose at all.
Pain.
Yeah, nothing to lose.
We'll be right back.
everybody. That was the song World Princess Part 2 by Grimes off of her album Art Angels. One of my personal favorites. I've always been a very huge fan of Grimes since I was a little girl. So that's a callback to one of my first favorite artists. Before that, we played Nothing to Lose by 2 Hollis. I know a lot of people dog on 2 Hollis and they're like, oh, he's a talentless Nepo baby and he just mooches off of everybody because of his good looks. But honestly, his songs are pretty catchy. Like, I can't lie. I do listen to 2 Hollis and there's nothing wrong with that. So, 2 Hollis supremacy. Next up, we have an offshoot of Death Grips called the ILYs, the I Love Yous, if you want to be specific. This is a song off of their sophomore album called Doing Things That Artists Do. It's very catchy, and I hope you guys really enjoy it because I really like it. I discovered them rather recently, so enjoy.
Yeah. psychosomatic, addict insane.
We'll
Everybody, that was the very illustrious hit song Come to Daddy by Aphex Twin. Fun fact about this song, when I was a younger child, I used to be so afraid of this music video that if I ever saw it and like the creature that screams at the kids, I'd actually start hysterically crying. So I will always hold this song in high regard because of how funny I think that is that I was so terrified of the music video. Next up, we have one that reminds me, again, of my early childhood. Back in the day, I used to go to this nursery school called The Greenhouse, and I remember my dad used to drive me there sometimes, and he was really into Fever Ray at the time. And I just remember always really liking her, especially like the songs where she'd sound like a man and like change her voice. So this is her song, When I Grow Up, which will forever remind me of my early childhood.
When I grow up, I want to be a forester.
Wow, guys, how time flies when you're having fun. That we are unfortunately almost out of time for the show today. I didn't even realize how short we were on time, so unfortunately, I'm cutting that song a little bit short. For our final song, we have a new release by a group called Bel Air called Close to Me. I listened to the song a little bit earlier, and it fits in with the little electronic vibe we've had going on the episode today. As always, thank you so much for listening to Sour Girl. Your support means everything to me, and I love all of my little listeners. I hope you guys will join me next week where I will play who even knows what. I'm looking forward to it, and so should you. So good night. I'm ending us out with Close to Me by Bel Air, which released, I believe, a month ago or maybe a week ago. Who knows? Only me.
To me.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hi, I'm Emily Phelps. My pronouns are she, her, and I run our Gender and Sexuality Resource Center here on campus. SUNY Oneonta wants everyone to feel comfortable on campus. Because of this, we want students to be aware of our policies surrounding inclusive restroom use. It's New York State law and campus policy that any individual can use whichever restroom they feel the most comfortable in. In addition to this, we also have gender-neutral, single-stall, walkable restrooms located in every building. For a map of where these restrooms are located, please see the Transgender Resource Guide on the SUNY Oneonta website. As always, feel free to reach out to the GSRC with any questions.